If you found out that your healthcare provider had been sued for malpractice more than 1,000 times over the past 5 years, you'd hightail it to another doctor. We all know that malpractice suits are all too common in healthcare these days, but that's more than just coincidence. But what if you weren't able to go to a different doctor? What if your healthcare provider was chosen for you, and no matter how many malpractice claims were substantiated in court against them, you had no other choice? That's exactly the situation prisoners in the state of Florida find themselves in now that the state has contracted with for-profit companies Corizon and Wexford Health Services to provide healthcare in state prisons for the next 5 years. An investigation by the Broward Bulldog found that Corizon had been sued for malpractice 660 times in the past 5 years, and Wexford has been sued 1,092 times. Both companies have had to pay out substantial claims related to suits that have been upheld by settlement or by jury. That's frightening. So why would the state agree to do business with companies with such horrific track records? Well, it turns out the state either didn't know or chose not to know. During the vetting process for contracts for prison health care, companies were exempted from disclosing their legal histories. The result is that the state has agreed to fork over $1.4 billion to the companies and is offering them a captive population who have no other choice but suck it up and deal with whatever care they're offered. Of course, nobody really cares all that much what prisoners have to endure when they're locked up. But doesn't our Constitution have something to say about cruel and unusual punishment?